It's time to talk tennis here on 1410 KGRN. We're talking Grinnell Tiger boys tennis as we take a look at the Tigers' upcoming tennis season. New head coach for the Tigers this year, Trent Ensign, stepped aside. He coaches like everything, it seems like, and a familiar face will take over for Trent this year, and that's Travis Smith, first-year boys tennis head coach, joining us here on 1410 KGRN. And Travis, obviously you lose some talent from last year's squad with Jacobson, Farmer, Werner, kind of your top three from last year all gone. How do you feel about your team coming into a new season?
Yeah, well, you know, it's being a new coach and knowing that those three, you know, obviously Nick Jacobson, Alex Farmer, and Kevin Werner were very good players. You know, I guess I'm optimistic at what we can do this year, even with those guys gone. But part of it is to just kind of figuring out really where our talent level is, and I don't know that I'm going to be able to fully assess that until I see a few meets and kind of see how we compete before I can really assess where I think this team can go this year.
So it'll kind of take sort itself out as you go. But going into the end of the season, who do you expect to be the one or two players to lead this team?
Well, we've again, being a new coach to the team, I wanted to get kind of give everybody a fair chance at earning their spot on our ladder or our ranking, basically, of where everybody is on the team. And so we've been playing out some challenge brackets, and it looks like Lewis Jolly is going to be up at the number one spot. So Lewis will kind of be leading us in the singles aspect of the game. And then following him is AJ Wilkins, and then Adam Brennan and Eli Ivanov. So that's kind of the top four right now. We're not fully sorted out on everything, but those are kind of the top guys on the team this year.
Well, what has Lewis done to really set him apart early on?
Well, I mean, the challenge bracket, basically, it's just a system for having each of the boys play each other, and then, you know, if you win, you move on, and that puts you up at a higher spot. And so Lewis obviously proved through winning his bracket here that he should be at the top. And, you know, it's not just that. I kind of had an idea that Lewis might be one of our better players from the summer when I got to see him play a little bit. You know, he wasn't around last year, actually. He was abroad, and so he wasn't a part of the team last year, but I think he would have been one of the top varsity guys last year had he been there. So,
what's the best part about – what's his strength of his game?
Well, you know, he's just a pretty good all-around player. I think both him and A.J. Wilkins are quite good at the net and in terms of, like, their volley game, just good hands. I mean, so I think that's going to be something that we have to utilize for both of them, and that's kind of the plan going forward.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like that you got four potential guys, but Lewis Jolly might be the front runner early for that number one spot, but it could be wide open. You know, it seems like that all four guy might be a little interchangeable coming in. It's just that Jolly won this particular competition, and that's not to say that Adam, AJ, or Eli will have couldn't emerge later in the year.
Yeah. I think we're pretty deep. I don't know if Lewis is going to be a top one or not. You know, I just don't know until I see him play some other number ones. You know, right now my gut instinct is that he's going to do a nice job, and you know, I think those other guys will do great at the lower, you know, the 2, 3, and 4, wherever they end up. You know, could interchange like you said. So I think that'll be a great attribute to our team that we have some guys that maybe are possibly higher than what they're playing, and that can help you out sometimes. So,
right. What strengths do you see from AJ, from Adam, and from Eli? What about their games? What have you seen from them?
You know, like I said, AJ, obviously, his thing is he's also good at the net, pretty good volley player, can hit overheads well. Adam and Eli are much better. They're really good ground stroke players. Eli is super, you know, he's our Mr. Consistent. He'll just keep the ball in play. He'll make the other person beat them with winners because he just doesn't make many errors. So he's kind of one of the, some people call him like a pusher, which can really frustrate opponents sometimes. But, you know, it's a great tactic if it works for you, and that's kind of Eli's game. So we'll see how that goes for him, but I think it'll work out pretty well.
So when it comes time to figure out the doubles teams, does that mean that Lewis and AJ might team better with an with an Adam or Eli, because Lewis and AJ are both strong at the net, and then Adam and Eli are maybe more stronger from behind. Is that?
Well, you know, if you're playing traditional one-up formations, yes, you're correct. We're probably going to play around a little bit with playing more of a two-up, more aggressive formation this year. So in that case, I'm actually looking at starting with AJ and Lewis together, and trying to play a little more aggressive and get them both up at the net. Kind of take their strengths of both of those two and see if a team can bypass us when we've got two players good at the net. So
go a little way, a little bit from tradition there, and maybe
a little bit. Yeah, I mean, there's other teams out there that play this system, and it's something that I've went to Coach Sis from the girls team, and I went to a clinic last month, and the Waterloo Columbus coach, you know, this is what he preached, and they've won multiple state titles on the girls' side. It's something that I've seen before. You know, Oskaloosa girls, their team has done this for years. Boys see it a little bit, so it's just something I want to play around with, just, again, because I know that both of those boys are very good at the net, and that can be really tough to beat if you got a couple of good volley players.
Well, that'll be one to watch. We'll be excited to see that. Maybe a little aggressive style there, and it might work out. That will be it'll at least be fun to entertain that. So we've kind of talked a little bit about your top four. What do your overall numbers look like? How does the team's depth look like?
I think we're at about 38 guys right now. A lot of freshmen. I think it's 15 or 16 freshmen on the team right now, which is great. You know, last year I think AJ was the only freshman. It kind of offsets having only one in the sophomore class. Thankfully, working on the girls' side, we've always had big numbers. So coming over to the boys' side, I thought I was going to end up with smaller numbers, but sure enough, I get a big team, which is great. But I feel like I have the experience and how practices kind of need to run when you got a bigger group. So that's worked out all right for me so far.
Well, you get six varsity slots. Who are some of the other candidates to maybe fill out those final two slots for you?
Yep. Looks like Noah Reese and Dallas Neve are kind of going to be the two guys playing to see who will finish that out. And then, to be honest with you, I got a couple of kids that are in the next group below, and I think they're possibly right up there too. So we got to kind of keep trying to get these matches played so we can sort out where everybody is, because I think there's a couple other boys below that might actually slot up there or real close to being up there.
So who are they?
Calvin Jaworski and Josiah Bailey are both looking pretty strong, and then Preston Dodd is also another one that could compete up there. So trying to get it all sorted out, because, you know, the best, you know, we're going to play the best when they have everybody in the right spot. So I want them to play these matches out and get everybody where they need to be, so that we have the best team we can play with.
Right. So how's the schedule look like, some of the competition you face this year and the conference?
So again, you know, I don't know a whole lot about where teams were. You know, they sent out a poll. They do some coaches poll, and I didn't even vote because I had no idea who to even vote for. I've heard that Pella is pretty good. We have them on the schedule, obviously. Boone is supposed to be real strong, another team we're playing. I think Marshtown typically has been a pretty tough opponent. We're playing them. But other than that, I really don't have an assessment of where the other teams are. I guess I just have heard that those teams are pretty strong. So we'll play, you know, Indianola, Newton, Norwalk, Albia, Oskaloosa, but I just don't really know until I see it, I guess.
What are some of the biggest skills that you're trying to work on? Have you emphasized, basic serving? Is it getting to the net? Is it staying back? I mean, how would you explain, you know, typical fundamental tennis that you try to emphasize to the boys?
Well, I mean, obviously it depends on the kids a little bit and their level. So the younger guys, you know, we're trying to make sure they can serve and just get their ground strokes down for the most part. That's kind of key. But the older guys right now, it's been a heavy emphasis on volleying and overheads, trying to, you know, work on playing that aggressive style where they're up at the net, consistently putting the ball back in play and finishing overheads. That's another big skill that we've got to be excellent at if we're going to play any two-up formations at all this year. So kind of just depends where the guys are at and what each kid needs, but that's kind of where we've been focusing our attention right now.
And when does the season start for you?
Next Thursday at Seidel.
Very good. It'll be here before you know it. Get through spring break this week and get on the tennis court early on next week and then hit it next Thursday. Should be exciting to get things going.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
Coach, appreciate your time and best of luck throughout the upcoming season. Thanks so much.
Yep. Thank you.
Travis Smith, head coach for Grinnell Tiger Boys Tennis, joining us here on 1410 KGRN.